Well, that there is Los Tex Maniacs. And I have not gone maniacal in here. I'm playing it because they're going to be one of the featured guest artists of the upcoming Alaska Folk Fest that we're all getting excited to go see. And Alicia Hughes Scandy and Bob Schroeder are here with me right now to talk about it. Alicia, do you want to put on the headphones? You don't have to.
You know what? They're just a lost cause. Anytime I'm in the studio, if I just reach for a pair of headphones,
you're a radio professional.
I am.
You need the, I know. But anyway, well, thanks for both of you for coming in.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having
us. It's getting down to crazy time now, right, for Folk Fest. It feels like it's getting around the corner, right?
Yeah. It really is. You know, it's people have been remarking that it feels very springy, and I think Folk Fest really marks that for a lot of people.
Oh,
so.
Man, totally. It's always good weather.
Yeah.
Well, and then we have people who have been practicing. You know, they're thinking about their 15-minute set. And, you know, do they have enough tunes that they can actually play? And so we want the audience to really be out there practicing.
That's good. Yeah. No slackers out there. Get out there and practice.
Just stop if you got a set.
Well, a couple of things I know you guys wanted to cover. One is volunteers, if folks want to maybe volunteer for the festival.
Yeah. This is we wanted to, you know, the deadline for putting in an application has come and gone. And there is still time, though, to get involved as a volunteer. And if you've never done it before, it's a lot of fun and it's a really cool way to experience a festival.
It's really a way to take your festival experience to the next level. And as most of you know, the Folk Festival just kind of magically happens. No one has to do any work whatsoever. Well, that isn't exactly the case.
It's elves and gnomes.
We've got like a really wonderful board that meets now. We meet every week, and we have these, oh, my gosh, did we get that done? A whole list of things we have to get done. But the Folk Festival functions because of volunteers. So most everyone who does something at the Folk Festival is a volunteer. Thank them when you're there. And you could be on the receiving side of the thank you line. Now, we particularly need people for two areas. One is to work with sound, and the other is to work with merchandise and our memberships. Maybe you could talk about one, and I'll talk about the other.
Sound. Okay. Now, sound, does that mean actually running the board, setting up the mics,
well, we kinda
pulling
have
cable, that kind of stuff?
Two crews. Or? So we have folks who are doing stage crew and the soundboard, and that's all in the front. And then the membership table and the merchandise is out in the lobby. So the stage crew, the folks who are hustling on between acts and magicking the mics all around and moving the chairs, anyone can get involved and do that. And then so there's usually probably more people doing that up front. And then there are folks who are actually sitting on the side and mixing the sound and making sure it sounds good, adjusting it. And it is a really cool opportunity if that's anything that you've ever been interested in. You don't have to have experience. We will train you up.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I think the job I like best at the Folk Festival is jumping up and down and giving people microphones because there are a couple of things that are really great there. One is you get to talk to the musicians, and some people, oh, my gosh, you know, it's the first time they've been on stage. And so then you get them feeling a little bit comfortable. And then you also get more stage time than anyone else in the whole festival other than the MCs because you're constantly jumping up there. And right. People think, oh, my gosh, look, he's up there again.
Everybody sees this guy. Who is this guy?
That's a person who knows what they're doing.
And,
like this.
And it really is an excellent opportunity to find out about that stuff because we have really excellent sound technicians. Mike Sicarius is pretty much our lead on that, and he's been in love with the Folk Festival for – well over 20 years. And if you don't know a mic from a lollipop, he'll tell you how to do it. And after you do it a few times, you think, hey, you know, maybe I could quit this state job and do something that's really fun.
There's lots of money in it. I can tell you that from being doing sound work myself. And how about going out there and helping out? Now, the big thing is, as you guys were kind of jokingly say, it just seems to happen magically. But, of course, it happens because of membership and because of the sales that can happen for merchandise.
Out
so that's
them,
another
yeah.
place where you can volunteer, right?
Yeah. It's out in the lobby. It is sort of magical that, you know, there's this huge festival and it's free and it just seems to happen with no effort. But it really is because of the memberships and the merchandise that people purchase and the volunteering that they put forward. I'm a pretty social person, so I'm more suited to being out there at the merchandise and the membership table. It's a great way, you know, if you just give 2 hours of your night, you'll see all of Juno. So you get to see all your friends right. and chat it up and all your enemies and sell them a T-shirt and a membership.
So I want you guys to get on there and become members, and I'll tell you how to do it. The easiest way is to get on our website, which is akfolkfest.org. And you'll find that if you put in something that's even close to that, you'll get to our webpage. And that'll bring up a screen and... sort of midway on the screen is a bullet saying volunteers still needed. And I think we should have changed it to volunteers really, really are still needed. And when you get in there, it asks for your contact information, phone numbers. And then if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see sections for membership and sales and for soundboard tech and stage crew. And so what you do is you fill that out. It goes in, and then we will be contacting you. I'll be one of the people arranging volunteers this year. So really urge you to do it, and you'll have a whole bunch of fun doing this. We also have a training on the Sunday before the Folk Festival begins, which is – it must be the 7th.
7th this year.
For doing the sound stuff. And maybe we should talk a little bit about how this free festival magically happens.
Oh, with the memberships? Oh, money-wise? So money-wise, it's nice to be able to say you're a member. It's a giant, cool club you can join.
Get in for free?
Nice. If you're a member, you get in for free. and I believe they start as low as $25.
Well, it's such a Juno institution. It's such an incredible thing. As you say, it is the start of spring and summer every single year.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, especially for folks who've gone and enjoyed it year after year, boy, it's probably time to become a member, right?
Yeah,
It just feels like maybe it's time to be a member of that.
I absolutely guarantee that if you donate money and support the Folk Festival, you'll just feel better. And so I don't want to keep this a secret anymore. So if you want to feel better, that's what you need to do. And although we're a free festival, we cost our cost out of pocket is somewhere in the vicinity of $60,000 a year. We make a little bit on merchandise, but that would be a hell of a lot of T-shirts. We might come up with somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000 on merchandise. And the rest really depends on all you guys who love music and love this amazing institution.
Yeah, and incredible guest artists every single year. We already heard from the Los Tex Maniacs, but also the Foghorn String Band is going to be playing the dance, right?
Yes, they are. Yeah, we kind of brought them in as our workshop specialists. Having that support from the membership allows us to expand and do more cool things. So we were already really, really excited about our guest artists. And then we thought, you know, what would push us over the limit is if we brought in, you know, those guys are great. Foghorn's been here before. They're going to be doing the dance as well as doing several workshops.
Yeah, very cool.
So the number of people we need for these two tasks, we need somewhere between, I'd say, 20 and 25 people to volunteer to work on sound. And sound is kind of fun if you do it a couple of nights because then you're in the swing of it. And we probably need about the same number of volunteers to run our merchandise table and deal with our memberships.
All right. So plenty of opportunity for folks, 20, 30, so we'll, even 40 members.
We're only going to take the first 50.
Okay, so, that's like, it. Draw the line.
If you're 51, you're going to be waitlisted as a volunteer.
You're just going to be dying to. And we'll take as little as 2 hours of your time. You can party away the rest of the festival.
Sounds great. Well, it is the 45th annual Alaska Folk Fest coming up. It starts April 8th, goes through the 14th. great guest artists coming in, both Los Tex-Maniacs and also Foghorn String Band, and looking for volunteers in both sound and merchandising, and plenty of room for you to get more involved than you've ever been in the Folk Fest, and also plenty of time, anytime, to become a member to keep it happening every single year. Bob Schroeder and Alicia Hughes-Scandy, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Andy. And I heard you're working on your jokes for when you're an MC.
I'm going to MC this year.
We're talking
I'm so excited.
To a volunteer. Yeah.
I'm so excited about MCing this year. Yeah,
I'll be there Sunday.
All right. Well, thanks to both of you. And hey, let's hear a little from the Foghorn String Band right now.